1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. On today's edition of the program, Aaron Rodgers has returned to the Packers. What does that mean for the Bears? We'll explain in just a moment. Plus, a brand new interview today with Brandi Mueller, the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year, the host of the Football GM podcast. We talk with him about some Bears football, when Justin Fields could start, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, and so much more. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Before we start today, I have to tell you about State Farm agent Ryan McDevitt. A lot of our listeners have gone to him for all their insurance needs, and he's been very helpful in getting them the coverage they deserve. There's no games with Ryan. He's just here to help and make sure you feel safe. If you have insurance needs and you haven't called them yet, what are you waiting for? Dial up the number, 630-796-2662. That's 630-796-2662. Or find them online at ryanismyagent.com. That's ryanismyagent.com. And make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I want to start today with this. Not all good news starts as good. I may not make any sense, so let me explain. We all thought for months that Aaron Rodgers would be gone. Bears fans rejoiced. They laughed. Look at the Packers sink. They thought without Rodgers, they'd win the division easily. Wouldn't be a problem. Rodgers would be traded, retire. Even I thought it for a second. Hey, Brett Favre only played for the Packers for 16 years. This was Rodgers' 16th year. I thought maybe there was a connection there. Who knows? We all got caught up in the idea that Rodgers would not be a Packer. Everybody knows what Aaron Rodgers does to the Bears every year. And it's pretty apparent that without him, the whole balance of power shifts in the NFC North. Imagine the North without Rodgers. Who'd win it? Seriously, who'd win it? Green Bay would have a rookie quarterback, essentially. The Bears would have a rookie quarterback. Vikings would have Kirk Cousins, and the Lions would have Jared Goff. So we all know who's finishing in last. That's the Lions. And from there, we didn't know anything. It was really anyone's division. That made Bears fans excited. Understandably so. I was excited. I had Dan Weider around a couple of months ago. He said the same thing. Anything is possible. There could have been the opportunity that Fields would have come in earlier to make a playoff appearance. Because Rodgers wasn't here, who would win the division? We all talked about it. We all discussed it. Now the news comes in today that the Packers and Rodgers have found an agreement, and he will play for the 2021 season. Now, at the surface, very disappointing to see. Bears fans thought he'd be gone. Bears fans thought the division was theirs, really. And now it may not be. That said, I want to read you the details on the contract. This is from Adam Schefter. He reports that the deal would void the 2023 season from Rodgers' current contract, and the franchise tag may not be used in future year. Key phrase. Green Bay also agrees to review his situation following the upcoming campaign, which could lead to his speculated departure. So, in the short term, this is not good news for Bears fans. I've seen some take to Twitter and be disappointed. I understand it. You were hoping for the end of Aaron Rodgers. And for a second there, looked like you got it. It looked like the NFC North would truly be up for grabs. Maybe Justin Fields gets put in a bit earlier. Maybe they win. Maybe who knows what could happen. Instead, the reality is Rodgers is back, and the Packers, without question, are winning the division. The disappointment in the short term makes sense. I don't blame anybody for feeling hurt about this. You thought one thing, and the complete opposite happens. But remember what I said in this quote. The deal will void the 2023 season from Rodgers' current contract, no franchise tag either. Which means, after 2023, where's he going? Who will Rodgers play for? Will he even play after 2023? It definitely won't be for the Packers. He's not playing for Green Bay past 2022. So here's my whole take on this situation. It is disappointing that he's back. In the short term, the Packers will still be king of the NFC North, but we have an end date. We didn't before. We had no clue what would happen. We know now. Technically, two more years. That's it. And he's gone. And Bears fans realize this. Say what you want about Justin Fields. I'd rather wait 2 years to know Rodgers is leaving than have a nice transition of power in the NFC North. Essentially, you got 2 years from today to develop Justin Fields to be a superstar quarterback. That's the way I would look at this right now. Best way to do it. You have 2 years, if you're Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, to develop him, to surround him with weapons, to have this team be a contender again. Clock starts ticking today. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be prepared. This, in my opinion, is actually the best thing that could have happened to the Bears versus Rodgers just leaving all of a sudden. If he left all of a sudden, the Bears may have pressure to rush in Fields, to rush this team, to rush the development, and nothing would have worked. Now you have a nice cushion. Everyone in the league is aware of the situation, when he leaves, and what's going to happen to the NFC North. So if I were the Bears, starting today, I'd prepare. I'm okay with losing two seasons, having two horrible seasons of Bears football. If that means, in 2022, no Aaron Rodgers, Fields fully developed, and the Bears are the favorite. Wouldn't you? Think about it logically. Would you rather have Fields developed, not rushed, and you know Rodgers is gone? Or have Rodgers leave out of nowhere? Have the Bears feel the pressure to put in Fields when he may not be ready yet? This gives you the luxury to truly develop him. Not of an issue. I really believe this is the best thing that could have happened for the Bears. Tell me I'm wrong. I love it. I'd rather know the end date and know it's not sudden. You need to prepare. You need to have time to make up a new strategy. The new strategy is, well, we have 2 years to develop Justin Fields. That's it. The Packers' reign of dominance is about to end. They know it too. Rodgers has been posting lots of Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen stuff, The Last Dance. He knows it's ending. Who knows? Maybe they'll win a Super Bowl this year. Good for them. But it doesn't matter. It's over. It's ending. It's in the process of ending. After 2 years, it'll be over. Then what? Even in the near term, what's going to happen? It's going to be Jordan Love, Kellen Mond, Justin Fields, and maybe Jared Goff, maybe somebody else by that point. I think Kellen Mond's going to be great, but Fields could be better if he's trained and given the right team around him. See how this works? So before you run to your keyboard and freak out about this, Think about this long term. Think about the next couple of years, not just right away. No need to freak out. No need to worry. I think this is all perfect. It's all happening according to plan. I'm of the mindset that Justin Fields really should not play until he's ready. If that's week 10, it's week 10. If it's 2022, it's 2022. I don't care. I'd rather him be ready to go than have him rushed in for a playoff run. I'd rather the Bears go 6-11 this year, knowing that next year Fields is ready. Remember, that's the number one concern for the Bears right now, developing Justin Fields, making sure that this investment is not a scam, making sure that he's ready to be in the NFL, to succeed in the NFL, to be the superstar quarterback that everybody expects. You can't do that if you rush it. Aaron Rodgers left, there'd be pressure to rush it. Maybe it wouldn't happen. Maybe Matt Nagy would be smart enough to recognize it, but we don't know. Now, you're forced to land the brakes a bit. It's a misconception out there, too. It's not always bad to land the brakes. Not. It's okay if you know the plan and you know the development scheme for a certain situation. So take this one. Aaron Rodgers will not leave till after 2022. Plain and simple. So the Bears have to face him for at least 2 more years. So be it. He's going to kick their ass sideways. They're going to lose, and everyone's going to go home and cry about it. But after 2 years, gone. And the power in the NFC North, I think, will go to the Bears. Again, imagine if he left suddenly. The whole division would be in shambles, but more importantly, the Bears would feel pressure to rush Fields to play. Now, the clock starts ticking today. You have 2 years from today to make Justin Fields a superstar quarterback. You want to all call him Patrick Mahomes? Then in 2 years, he better be Patrick Mahomes. I think he could be with the right development. No rushing. And now, there's no reason to rush. No reason. Rodgers is still here. This team is not at Green Bay's level. They're going to extend Davante Adams still. The Bears are not at that level yet, and that's okay. You know from right now, you got 2 years to get to that level. Because when Rodgers leaves, the whole division is up for grabs. See what I mean? This is honestly the best thing that could have happened to the Bears. Really it is, versus a sudden leaving of Rodgers. And them having to pick up the shambles, them having to worry about Justin Fields, them getting pressure to put him in because the division's up for grabs. No, instead, no chaos, a controlled situation. You know exactly when he's going to leave. So from today till that date, focus on yourselves. Focus on your team, your development, and building a contender. It's like a mini rebuild in a sense. They've been given a mini rebuild opportunity. They have 2 years to go from 8-8 to Super Bowl contender. That's a lot of time because this roster as it is somewhat talented. Now you have a great quarterback too. Now this is really a blessing here. 2 years to execute perfectly a mini rebuild to develop your quarterback. And then, oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is gone. And the division and the balance of power shifts to you. Sometimes it's okay to win. May not be popular, but sometimes it is. In this case, way better to wait and know the timeline than, oh, he's gone and now everything's up for grabs. I'd rather try and have control of the situation and do what I could to develop my quarterback, not rush him in due to fan pressure because Rodgers is gone and the division's all over the place and anyone could take it and the Bears will be in a playoff run and then Fields will get hurt later because he was rushed in and put in too early. So it might hurt a bit today, this news. Oh, Rodgers is back. He's going to tear us up again. Well, in 2 years, you might have a Super Bowl contender in your own backyard if you're Bears fans. Who's to say you can't? And this will really test Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace and their competence. Tell me I'm wrong. This extends them for 2 more years. They have 2 years to recruit a good team and then to develop Fields and that new team. So if they can't get their act together after this gift that they've been given, they should be fired. So you could evaluate your front office and your head coach in this time. You could develop Justin Fields correctly. And you could, theoretically, become a contender. A Super Bowl contender and a de facto division winner. Tell me how that's a bad thing. It's not always bad to wait. Could hurt in the short term. I get it. I know Bears fans were bracing for Rodgers to be gone. No more haunting memories of what he's done to the team. But now you know. I only have to deal with this for 2 more years. And he's gone. And the Bears will have power in the division. To me, that could not have worked out any better for everybody. Even fans. I'd rather wait 2 years and be guaranteed a Super Bowl and a superstar quarterback than have it all happen now and not really know how Fields would react to being thrust in right away. That's just me. I know he's been around the spotlight for so long, Ohio State, great player, but remember, it's the NFL, and this would be a rookie year playoff chance. Something goes wrong, it could scar him. Versus controlled environment. Play him at the right times. Understand that there's no expectation nor need to win. But in 2 years, there will be a need. There will be an expectation. Fields will be in his 3rd year. And everything could get better. And your team finally could be a winner. This might be the only good take out there. I know a lot of people are going to react negatively. A lot of people aren't going to be happy about this. I'm not saying I am short-term, don't get me wrong. But long-term, I think everyone will realize just how beneficial this will be for the Bears. I mean, the Packers are showing their hand here. They're telling everybody, by 2023, we're going to be toast. I mean, it's like when you play blackjack or poker, and you could just see the other guy's cards. He's showing them to you. Here's what I have. That's what they're doing. They're telling you, here's what we got. Almost sounds too good to be true. It sounds like collusion. Sounds illegal. But it's true. It's happening. They're telling everybody in the entire league. It's going to be over for us in 2 years. So we'll do our best, but you get ready, I guess, because we won't know what to do. That's what they're doing. So the Bears have to take advantage. Have to recognize this sign and say, you know what? Thanks for telling us. We're going to get ready. And we will dethrone you in 2 years. That's how it has to work. May not be easy to wait. And I know Bears fans especially don't want to wait. But if you do, you'll get your Super Bowl, or at least a deep playoff run, a good team, years of dominance. It's possible, and it's right there, too. The Packers have showed their hand. They've made a big mistake. Rodgers has been difficult to handle, but that's besides the point. The Bears' prospects for the future just got a whole lot brighter with this news. May not happen in a year or two, but 5 years from now, I guarantee you, the Bears will be a division winner and a possible Super Bowl champion. More to come here on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Randy Mueller comes up next, so stay tuned. Sports Talk Chicago. with John Zaglul, and we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's the CEO of MuellerFootball.com, host of the Football GM podcast, and the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year. Please welcome Randy Mueller to the program. Randy, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks, John. I'm doing great. Happy we have some real football to talk about. Camp's opening up. It's kind of cool.
So, Randy, what's your take on the Bears and their camp opening up first off?
Well, I think it's obviously a big year for the Bears, that's for sure. They've made some changes. They've made some additions. Obviously, they need to show progress on the field. I think everybody's attention obviously is going to be on the quarterback room, but there's some other things they have going on with their roster that some of them I kind of like, some I don't. But, hey, it's going to be a tough league, a tough division for them, but they've got to show progress, and I think all eyes are going to be on offense more than anything else.
What do you like and not like about them?
Well, I like the fact that they were able to make the deal for Justin Fields. I think their future is obviously in his hands. I think there's a little bit of a double-edged sword there because even though he might be the best option right now, I'm not sure he's the best option, if that makes any sense. So I understand where Coach Nagy's coming from with regard to Andy Dalton. He's made his statements clear that he's the guy. It'll be interesting to see how long that lasts. I think all Bears fans are probably of the ilk that it's not if Fields takes over, it's when, and that's probably the view from the outside as well.
You know, Matt Nagy yesterday at a press conference was asked, when would Fields start? And all he said was, we want him to be as electric as possible. So he didn't deny when Fields would come in. Could you see him coming in earlier than even we expect?
I think that's possible. It sounds like he's made great strides. They've given him some checklists of things to work on and improve. And obviously the kid went back and did that. I don't think anybody ever questioned his work ethic. So his skill set is evident. It's a matter of him kind of learning the speed of the NFL game. I do think things could happen quicker for him. I think it's all about how he views processing the information and the speed of the game. And we won't know that until we get into the preseason. Obviously doing things in practice is one thing, but the speed of the game is totally different. And as you know, from preseason to regular season as well, but we'll know. I think people will know when the time for Fields to play is. It's a combination of two or three things, but I don't think it will take a trained eye to see when the right time is to give this kid the reins of the team.
How tough is it to adjust to the speed of the game and then learn a new offense like he has?
Yeah, I think that's the dilemma, right? It's one thing to memorize a playbook, to know on paper where people line up, where to position people, how to make all the calls, but it's a totally different character when you've got to do everything under a time management system where the play clock, you know, is winding down. You've also got post-snap reads to make. I mean, there's just so many things that make decision-making and the way you process information hard to duplicate until you get in a game. So, you know, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take game time, and really all we'll have to go on before the regular season are scrimmages and preseason games.
Are there any benefits in sitting him no matter what the case may be?
Oh, I think there's great benefits in it. I just don't know if the Bears can afford to do that. I guess that's the dilemma I was referring to. I think there's great benefits for him not playing. It's everybody's plan, I swear, to not play the guy, to come in and say, hey, we're going to sit him. But there'll be a time, there'll be windows in the process that open up that say, hey, we got to rethink this. You know, the Seattle Seahawks did not plan on playing Russell Wilson his rookie year. Trust me, there was no way they were going to admit to, hey, this guy is our best option. He just kept showing up day after day after day and proving everybody wrong and showing them that the time is now. We'll see if Justin can do that.
Randy Mueller here on Sports Talk Chicago. Randy, how close are the Bears to a playoff appearance?
Well, I think they've got to show progress. I don't know how close they are to a playoff appearance, but I think they're close, and that's all that matters, really. The team that Ryan and Coach Nagy have put together, I believe they think is a playoff team. I mean, they made the playoffs last year. A lot of people say they backed in, but that doesn't matter. They made it. I think where we're going to find out how good they are is offensively, are they going to be able to show some explosive plays where they don't have to dink and dunk their way down the field for 10 or 12 snaps to score? That's the bottom line for me. I want to see a little bit more of a wide open approach. And who knows if these quarterbacks can pull that off or not, but Matt's going to have to expand his system and make it hard for people to defend them. Otherwise, they're not a playoff team. I think defensively they'll survive, and not only survive, we know they have good players on defense, but the offense is the key, like it's been the last couple of years for the Bears. So I think a playoff season is in reach. Whether they can put it all together or not, I don't know. That's time will tell.
How important is the run game offensively? Matt Nagy said he wants to commit to that more this year. How important is that?
Well, I think it's important. There's no doubt about it, but let's not kid ourselves. That's going to wind the clock more than anything else, and that's going to keep the defense off the field. But if they want to score points, they're going to have to spread it out and throw the ball downfield, and that's where they've been lacking the last couple of years. I think by saying that, you always want to continue to build the run game, especially when you have a young quarterback like Fields, because that can be his best friend. But they're going to have to spread it out eventually and wing the ball around the field. That's what's winning in the NFL now, and that's what it's going to have to happen in Chicago for them to take the next step.
How much does Aaron Rodgers' return affect their playoff chances this year?
Oh, I think it's a factor, without a doubt. I think it's a factor for a couple teams, Minnesota as well, and I think Detroit's probably on the outside looking in still. They're not ready for prime time yet. But I do think Aaron Rodgers coming back. Now, the key for me with Aaron Rodgers thing is, what Aaron Rodgers are you going to get? Are you going to get a guy fully vested? Or are you going to get a guy with one leg out the door knowing he's going to be somewhere else a year from now? So that's a little bit of a fickle fate, situation. And I'm not sure how that's going to go. We'd like to think he's going to be the MVP, but the reason they drafted Jordan Love to start with is because he was under the MVP production 2 years ago. And in 19, he wasn't the same guy. So we'll see what we get. I think they're poised to make a deep run. I think you'd have to, on paper, say they're the second best team in the NFC with Aaron Rodgers. So it definitely makes it tougher on the Vikings and the Bears directly. That's for sure.
Were you surprised that he came back? What was your reaction?
I'm not surprised. He just didn't have any cards to play. I mean, it's one thing to make threats, but it's another one to actually be able to do anything about it. I'm anxious to see the details of the agreement they made with him to get him back in. Obviously, we're hearing that they voided up maybe the final year. When people were talking about voiding the final 2 years of it, that made no sense to me. So I don't see any reason Green Bay would have needed to acquiesce to those levels. I do think if they have 1 year left on his deal, at least they'll be able to have some trade value for him. And let's face it, they'll end up trading him a year from now, which might have been their plan initially when they drafted Jordan Love anyway, to sit on him for 2 years and then move on from Aaron Rodgers. So I'm not surprised he's there. I'm happy he's there. I think it's good for football. I think it's good for everybody that he's there. Obviously, the MVP of the league will be fun to follow. Again, the storylines are endless coming out of Green Bay. So, but I'm not surprised. If he was going to play football, he was going to have to play for Green Bay unless they had a total about face of the way they felt about him. And no one's willing to trade the MVP of the league. No one wants that on their resume, that's for sure.
Do you see him playing after Green Bay? If that final contract year is void, do you see him playing on another team?
Oh, yeah, I see him playing on another team for sure. I think he wants to play beyond this year. And, he was signed for 22 and 23 as well. I think the 23 contract is the one that voids. Again, that's what we've heard. I don't think there's, as long as he has a 22 contract, the Packers have value to trade. If they didn't have that year on a deal, he walks for free. And there's no way on the Packers that I'm going to let him walk for free and turn my back on a chance to get two or three first round picks just to have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. That's the scenario that made no sense to me.
How great of a quarterback is Rodgers?
Oh, I think he's a Hall of Fame player. There's no doubt about that. He's proven it. He's a multi-time MVP. The fact that they've only won one Super Bowl really isn't a reflection of him. They've had really 30 years of quarterback hierarchy to come, back with two Super Bowls. People say that's, not as good as they could have done and underachieving, but it's hard. Let's face it. It's really hard. I think Aaron's in the top echelon of talents to ever have played the position. And still in this league right now, he's one of the top two or three guys.
Randy Mueller, you're on Sports Talk Chicago. Randy, let's go to Houston now. Is Deshaun Watson going to be traded?
I don't believe he's going to be traded. I think that's been the Texans' plan all along was to wait this thing out. I don't think the thing that would really surprise me, I don't think they'll do an about face and all of a sudden trade him for a discount now. There's just so many unknowns with this guy's future. The fact that he is on the practice field kind of surprises me. I didn't think the league would allow that, but we're not playing games yet, and I can't believe we get to that point. I think in his case, with all of the pending criminal and all the other legal things that are unknown, it's going to be hard for any team to make a deal for him. I know that his agent and others have trumpeted the fact that their team's asking and doing their due diligence on it. There's no way you can know. The league might come down on this guy, and he might not play a down this year. Remember, Ben Roethlisberger was suspended 6 games in 2010, and he bargained him down to 4 for one of these sexual assault things that was never charged. There's a couple dozen of these, so I can't imagine the league's not going to act at some point.
Why does market heat up despite all the allegations? I've seen so many trade rumors about Watson recently. Why is that happening?
Yeah. I just think it's people looking for content, to be honest with you. I think it's agendas driven, and sometimes the media is involved in that. You know, everybody's wants their story out there, wants their agenda out there. I don't think this guy's getting traded. And even the asking price that some of the people are reporting, there's no way a GM could even get close to those that compensation to have this guy on your team and never know when he's going to play. That's crazy if you're a GM from another team. So I don't know. I just think that's the NFL, right? Everybody's looking for an angle. Everybody's looking for a way to project the future. I think in this case, he is where he is. And even if the Texans were going to trade him, I could see them hanging on to him for the year and dealing with it next year.
Do you believe yourself that he'll even play this year?
I do not, John. And that's just my gut feeling. I don't think he'll play this year. I think all of this posturing, I think he had to come in. That's a business decision, and it's a smart one on his regard. Now, I don't know if he'll get paid or not for this year, but I would think at some point the league is not going to want this cloud over it, and I think it will end up being a cloud, more so than a sports cloud. It'll be a CNN-type cloud, you know, a bigger story than we know, and I just don't know that the league will want that. So if I was a betting man, I don't think he will play this year, regular season, that is.
Who starts for the Texans then? Who takes over that spot?
Well, I think Tyrod Taylor is the guy that they envision doing it. I'm familiar with Tyrod from my time with the Chargers. He's very capable, starter, maybe not an upper echelon guy, but they also drafted the young kid from Stanford that I think every week Tyrod starts, this kid from Stanford learns, the Mills kid, and I think he may have a chance long-term to develop into an NFL player. So they've got some options beyond Deshaun. Obviously, none of them of Deshaun's level, but they've been able to build their team, really, and they've made a million changes all offseason with Deshaun Watson being on the shelf. So I think there's part of Nick Cesario, the GM, that wants to see what this team's going to be. I think I like the team better than most. I'm not saying this is a playoff team, but I don't think this is a two or three win team. I think it's a better team than that.
More to come with Brandy Mueller in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. Randy Mueller, still here on Sports Talk Chicago. Randy, two more questions before we finish you up. First off, your greatest moment playing football was what?
Well, that's easy for me. My senior year of college, and I played at a little school in Oregon, Linfield College, who is currently under like a 60-some straight consecutive winning season, winning seasons for 60-some straight years in a row. That's a lot of winning. And I was fortunate enough to be the quarterback of their first national championship team back in the early 80s. So that for me was it. A 12-0 season, a national championship. As a player, that was great and probably one I'll never forget.
And Brandy, before we finish up today, last question. How unpopular was the Ricky Williams trade you made with New Orleans?
Well, the trade I made sent him to Miami, and we were able to get 2 first-round picks. So although I think a lot of people were caught off guard by it, we had also drafted Deuce McAllister, so we kind of had him in our back pocket. So it wasn't as unpopular as you might think. I think Deuce had proved enough to everybody that he was going to be the guy. And the Saints did well in what they received back from Ricky Williams. So it wasn't that unpopular. It was only made front and center by what the Saints had given up 2 years earlier to get him.
What was given up?
Well, that was under the Ditka reign, and people in Chicago are probably well aware of it, but they gave up a whole draft. The year I got there, we didn't have a first-round pick. The next year, we didn't have a first-round pick. They gave up really a whole draft and a half for Ricky Williams, and it was just one of those things where Jim Haslett and I didn't want to really link ourselves to Ricky forever because of the off-the-field stuff, and we all found out later what those things were. And it was just a chance for us to kind of get well and build the rest of our team.
Well, Randy, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, and best wishes as the NFL season ramps up. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Anytime. Looking forward to a prosperous 2021 NFL season.
Great talk there with Randy Mueller, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Randy Mueller himself, Matt Dubiel, WCKG, Jim DeTalb, and Tomorrow Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John G Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluo. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and sportstalkchicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No! Here are the Turtles!